Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She is so forgiving and doesn't hold a grudge. Even though her podner has fallen through in her responsibilities and is empty-handed for intros. Sorry.
I like it. And I don't hold grudges, yet I will never not bring it up again, ever. Like, I won't be mad about stuff, but I'll still constantly bring it up to the point where I probably piss the other person off because it's like, okay, stop it already. I'm tired of you. I have been beating JC down for 2 weeks because he made me mad one time in the whole 7 years that I've worked here.
Yeah, I've noticed.
He has too. And with me today is my wonderful best friend. I'm going to steal a line from her for this one. She's practically perfect in every way, except for when she's trying to call me out for my mediocrity. I may do a lot of griping and complaining, but I also do a lot of truth-telling. And according to Twitter, my Christmas sweater is awesome. Hashtag in your face. Her name is
Amy Nichols. Congratulations.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've been keeping up on the Twitter polls, but everyone in the world loves my sweater. Yeah, this is a fact. 89% thought it was awesome, compared to only 11% that thought it was bad. And Amy, you're now in the 11% club. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
It's all right. I like 11. It's a good number. It's not my favorite time of day, but it's, I'm not going to say best friend because you'll get mad, but one of a friend of mine, her favorite time is 11:11. So it's a good number. I'm good with it.
I'm starting to dislike that number now. Thanks for bringing that up. Can I even be jealous of a number?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, but before we get to Christmas, because Christmas time is almost upon us, but we still have a couple holidays to get to.
We do, and I like the holiday season.
I do too, except for that I am slacking so hard. It is middle of October. I have not gotten my fall decor out yet.
Well, I can beat you because I have gotten every single one of my Halloween decorations out. I put them up and I was like, this is not acceptable for day to day. I had to take them all back and put them up.
That's too much.
I can't shower. My kids can't shower in black light and strobe light. So I was just like, okay, we got to put this stuff away.
It's hard for them to see with the fog machine going in full effect.
Exactly.
Well, I do have a problem because the big holiday that's coming up is Halloween. And I guess I keep going for the obvious costumes because this list came out of all the most popular costumes of this year. Do you have any guesses?
I would guess It.
Pennywise the Clown from It. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, I wanted to be a clown because of It, because American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. I even thought maybe I could go a little rogue and do my own clown, like be Slipknot. But then I don't want to wear a mask all night.
No, that's a beating.
Yeah, so I had to ditch that idea. So I'm no longer going to be a clown. And then I came up with a genius idea, but it is also on this list. I want to see if you can guess a couple more.
I would guess Donald Trump would be on there somewhere. What else is trendy?
No Donald Trump, but that would not surprise me.
Gosh, I wish I would have prepped.
Okay, this one, I told my friend. I was so proud of myself. I called my friend up, and I told her that
unicorns.
Her husband needed to be this.
Is it on there?
No.
Oh, darn.
Unicorns are very trendy, though. Maybe even, like, the Starbucks unicorn frappuccino would be a good one. I told my friend that her and her husband should be dead Hugh Hefner. And his wife, who only had 5 million. So she's like the young Playboy bunny carrying around 5 million with her will in her house. And he's dead Hugh Hefner. He was like, yeah, that's stupid. But that made the list. So did Belle from Beauty and the Beast, Beyonce's pregnancy announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman's going to be a big one this year.
Yeah.
One I did not think of, and I'm surprised you didn't either, the zombie Taylor Swift from Look at What You Made Me Do.
I have thought of that after the video came out and, you know, people talk about costumes and stuff. It came to mind, but I forgot about it.
But the one that I was going to do, and it's a give up, and I might still do it. And I thought I was so creative for thinking this. Handmaid's Tale.
Yes. I really like that series.
So I found something I can order, put it together. It'd be easy. And it's on the freaking list.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't want to be a bunch of Handmaid's Tale with everybody else.
The chances are that you'd run into someone else dressed like that at the party you're going to is not likely. Right.
I just don't want to be common. I don't want to be basic.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to put forth much of an effort, so I'm kind of stuck there.
Hmm.
I've had some hit or miss Halloween costumes in the past. I've done some political ones before. I was anti-Sarah Palin. I was the government shutdown.
I loved this one.
Whenever I was the government shutdown, I ordered a shirt. It had the Statue of Liberty, and it said closed due to government or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it said. The day I ordered the shirt, the government unshut down. And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
It was shut down for a long time, like over a month.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was so funny.
So it was the government that was formally shut down. That's what I was. And I told everybody, I was like, man, I've got this awesome costume. And then I show up to the party and they're like, that's it. Like, that's not even that funny.
That was so last week.
Yeah. I was Chick-fil-A. I was a gay cow whenever the big controversy with Chick-fil-A was going on. Uh-huh. My one that was a major fail. This is a pun. Little Man in the Canoe. And that is what some people call something, but this was a legit man in a pink canoe that was around my face, and ends up nobody had heard that slang term, but everybody was like, I don't get it at all, but you kind of look like a pink lady flower. And I'm just like, little man in the canoe. How have you never heard this before?
Now, you've told me about this costume, and I don't know if I've heard of it before you showing me or telling me about it. I'm not sure. I've known you too long, and it's just all fuzziness comes together. I don't know.
It doesn't, like, nobody cared. It doesn't even, I thought it was so funny.
It is.
It's not funny whenever you have to explain it to absolutely everybody.
It's like a joke. It's not funny if you have to explain it.
Yeah.
Aw.
So those were some that I've done in the past. Now I really don't know what I'm going to do now or if I even care. I love Halloween, but having to get dressed up and be creative and spend money on it is all a beating.
Oh, I agree. 100%. Growing up, I grew up in a religious home, so my mom did not allow us to dress up and trick-or-treat. She did allow us to go to the fall festival, and we went to Heaven's Gate, Hell's Flames kind of event where you walk through this, it's either a show or whatever. But so I got to get candy that way, but when me and Josh decided to have kids,
that just came out. When y'all accidentally had kids.
Anyways, it was a big deal for me to allow them to get their own stuff. But, you know, we were always short on cash, too. So we always went the cheap and easy route.
You're creative, though.
Yeah, we are. And this year, it's pretty great because we recently did the Alice in Wonderland birthday party for my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the kids' idea. I did not pressure them at all to use the exact same costume. So, ta-da! Free! Or not free, but already bought.
Done. Don't have to worry about it. Okay, get back to this heaven and hell thing. Was this like a scare tactic? Instead of doing haunted house, you would go to church, and they're like, if you're good, you will go here, and if you're very bad, you will go here.
I mean, it wasn't exactly that message, but yeah, it was a way to wake people up from, I don't know, their everyday lives and and share their story of their future, I guess. what options they have.
So instead of a haunted house, it was real life.
Yeah,
it was, this
much.
Is what's going to happen.
Pretty much.
I think I've heard of those where, like, it'll be a drinking and driving accident or
yes.
something like that.
Yeah. I mean, there was, you know, there's a scene of all white in the pearly gates and the angels telling us, you know, you need to do this and you can be here. And then there's the demon scene where it's not too scary because there are little kids and it's church, so they don't want to freak anyone out. But they were trying to give their message to sinners.
But it would fall on Halloween.
Yeah, the fall festival yeah. time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go to those. And I was allowed to dress up. I also grew up in a religious family, but I was allowed to dress up. I was always the scary kid. Like, you'll see the memes where you've got, I mean, it's the cliche where everything's sexy on Halloween. You've got sexy firefighter and sexy cop, and you can be a sexy Dalmatian. You can be sexy anything, you know? And then you have, like, the person in a fat suit doing something.
Yeah.
I've always been that person. Or scary. Like, we'd have cute girls in school dress up a certain way, and I'd be like a dead zombie girl. 1 year I was a bag lady. I don't even know why.
That's
I think, but isn't a bag lady a homeless person?
Oh, well, yeah. From Mary Poppins, was she a bag lady?
I don't know. I was in elementary school, but I wanted to be a bag lady.
But
and my mom
cool.
wasn't like exactly sure, so she had to come up with something and make me a bag lady.
That's neat. With Morgan, my daughter, she always wanted to be either a princess of some kind or a fairy of some kind. And she's 13 and she's dressed up every single year. And we've covered all the bases, whether it's a flower fairy or a Spanish princess or candy corn fairy or mermaid princess. We've done it all.
See, I want to do the mermaid. I want to do the unicorn. They even have where you can put like fishnet stockings over your face and then do different colors for it to make fish scales
That's
on your face.
So cool.
Yeah, but I'm not going to put forth the effort. And I feel like it's all been done before.
It has.
Like, you're right. I can be a badass mermaid, but everybody else is going to be a badass mermaid. That's like when, what's the skeleton? Day of the Dead. When Day of the Dead became mm-hmm. really popular, and all of a sudden everybody did that makeup. And yes, it looked hot, but there were so many people who were doing it, though.
Yeah, it's all been done before.
Tired of being common.
Well, you're really going to have to step it up.
Or give up.
That is another option.
I'm feeling like 2017 is the year of me giving up completely.
I did. I think I was with a friend and my parents, I don't think they knew that I went to a Halloween party because it was her school's Halloween party and I didn't go to school with her. Anyways, so I was like, gosh, my mom's not going to let me dress up. I need a costume. So I just grabbed things from my closet and threw something together. I decided to be Forrest Gump. And so I found a plaid shirt and a trucker hat and I like carried a box of chocolate. I ate all the chocolate. So
it was Mama just told me to eat all the chocolate.
So it was empty. But I mean, just a throw together costume. It was awesome.
That's cute. That's creative.
Yeah.
Just I don't know.
Do something old school like that. Forrest Gump. Something no one would think about. Something super old and not cool.
Well, I showed you my super old and not cool Halloween costume recently.
You did?
Yeah. Many, many, many years ago. I always wanted to be Manson from the Dope Show video because he's wearing this red sparkly dress and these high red boots and his makeup is on point. And I always wanted to be Marilyn Manson from the Dope Show video. And I told somebody that and I was like, but it's way too late because this was way after the fact. And they were like, no, Lacey, it's okay. You can do it. And so they helped me get my costume together. And I showed you the picture. Uh-huh. I showed you him side by side. I was on point. It was such a good costume, but nobody had any idea who I was that year. And they're like, what are you? And I'm like, I'm Manson from the Dope Show video. Duh. They're like, yeah, 10 years later. Way to stay current. But speaking of staying current, I saw this article of this really fun looking art teacher. Well, I didn't see who the art teacher was, but he had this really cool idea and he did a graveyard of pop culture and it's all the different stuff that we hope to be gone next year. So this is stuff that should be dead and gone, over it,
not
no more.
Likely. It's not likely, but I like the idea.
Well, one thing that made the list or had its own tombstone was Plump Lips, which I agree. We don't need a bunch of blow up dolls walking around. I mean, it's okay for a little bit of help if that's what you want to do. But then there's just too much. Whenever you look like you've constantly been punched in the face, like, just calm down a little bit with that. And it's expensive, too.
Yeah, I don't got money for that.
And you get a lot of bruising. Oh, my girlfriend showed me hers. Man, she had a bruised mustache.
Aww.
Yeah, and she had to cover that up. It was, yeah. But anyway, another thing that was on the tombstone was Taylor Swift.
Old Taylor Swift.
Yeah, because Taylor Swift can't come to the phone right now, because she did. So it made me wonder, is there anything that you would want to put in the graveyard of 2017 that you want to die and not come along with us next year?
Yes. Sorry, you're going to be really sad about this one, but twerking. Twerking needs to die.
Why?
I'm not a fan of twerking at all.
But, okay, I don't twerk, I shake my butt. So
I don't know how to twerk. Maybe it's jealousy. I don't know.
I've been shaking my butt way before it was twerking. But I need to stop that.
But you say twerking. When you do it, you say twerking. And it's not just about your twerking. It's just twerking in general.
I make my butt clap.
What?
Not really. I was trying to think of a different word. But for the actual sound, like, my butt does not clap.
No.
Because there are butts that can clap.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there
clapless.
Is. I don't know about a lot of clapping butts, but I'm sure it's possible.
Unconfirmed. Well, man, I don't have anything that I want you to stop doing next year.
It's not you. It's just in general.
You apologize to me first, which says that you're calling me out for it. What was my best time, my best twerking memory, since I have to put it to rest? Best twerking memory that you have of me?
Oh, now I don't want it to die, now that I think about the best one. I think you were doing a handstand against the wall, and you decided to twerk upside down. And it was so great. Very talented.
I couldn't stay upright. Yeah, that's whenever people started doing the wall twerk. I actually have a video of that. Yeah. I thought you were going to say the time I twerked and accidentally showed my booty in Vegas.
That's a good one, too.
And I showed somebody the video. We went on a company celebration trip. It wasn't actually like a company trip, but the whole company went on a celebration trip to Vegas. And I was wearing a dress, and I was getting down on the floor, and I was shaking my booty because I don't twerk. So I was just shaking my booty. And my dress came up really quickly, and you could see it on video. Well, I mean, I thought it was funny, whatever. I forgot that I gave permission for people to send it to other people in the company. And then I wake up the next morning, go downstairs. Everybody's like, well, you had a good time last night. What are you talking about? And then I'm like, who the hell sent him that video? And our girlfriend Jennifer was like, Lacey, you told me to. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Anyway, I showed a friend the video, and she goes, oh my God, you're wearing really white underwear. And I'm like, girl, that's not my underwear. I was wearing thong. So it was just straight up white booty.
I was saying, I don't remember that. I think you had on a thong. Ah, skin. White skin.
Yeah, just my white skin. Yeah. Something that I think needs to go away. Athleisure wear.
Really?
You lazy. Just stop.
I mean,
put on pants with a button with them.
Agreed for anything outside of the house. But if I'm at home, I want to wear athleisure wear.
At home doesn't count.
Okay, but then I'm on board with that.
Because at home, I never wear pants. So, I mean, that doesn't matter at all.
Las Vegas style.
People come. I've had to yell at people through my door before. I've had the bug man come. And I feel so stupid because I'm yelling at him through the door. And it makes me feel like I don't trust him, or he probably thinks I don't trust him, so I can't open the door to a stranger. But really, I just don't have any clothes on, and I'm not going to answer the door in a blanket. So I'm just like, what do you need? Gates unlocked. Go ahead. No, that does not count at all. But I think that you look lazy if you're just walking around in your yoga pants all the time, knowing that you're not going to go work out. Now, I am guilty of, I will work out and then stay in my stank ass dirty workout clothes for the rest of the day until I shower, if I do in fact shower.
Yeah.
So I'm guilty of that, but I put in the effort. I deserve to wear this today. And my athletic workout clothes are not cute. So it's not like I'm walking around, prancing around all cute. No, yeah. I've got like some cheerleader shorts from 5 years ago that really don't fit me anymore.
Yeah. But athleisure wear can be really flattering. I have seen some really cute outfits. I wouldn't work out in them, and I probably don't look as cute as those people. But yes, and I'm guilty, totally guilty of wearing gym stuff to the grocery store after working out. I haven't changed yet. And I get those looks. I'm like, yeah, I worked out. I'm allowed to wear this. Stop giving me those eyeballs.
Every time I go to the dentist, which is twice a year, but I've always worked out beforehand. And so I'll go to the dentist in my workout clothes. And I have the same dental assistant that takes care of me. And every time she's like, oh, are you just out running errands today? And it's like, no, I worked and then I worked out. But because I'm wearing this outfit, she thinks I'm just out running around doing errands because that's what everybody else looks like because you lazy.
Yeah. Bury it.
Goodbye. Athleisure wear.
I want to bury abbreviated adjectives like adorbs, totes.
Okay, I'm done with those.
Cray cray. I'm done with those. Stop it.
I'm cool with that. I'm very cool with that. But I'm very guilty of fave.
Yeah.
Which fave is F-A-V. Some people spell it F-A-V-E. Where the E at? That makes no sense. Why are you putting an E there? That is so unnecessary.
It's like they skip to the end.
It's fave and ov.
Wait, what?
O-B-V.
No.
But I don't say that out loud. That's just in typing.
Okay.
I will say something's my fave, but I won't say like ov.
Right.
Because I wouldn't even know what I'm saying. Ob, Amy.
Yeah, I just...
Tote sounds really stupid. And we had an ex-guy coworker here who said it all the time. And it made me want to punch him in the face. You are a grown-ass man saying totes.
Right. If you're a 12-year-old girl, go for it.
Yeah.
If you're hanging out with your friends at the school gym or whatever, yeah. But not when you're an adult and you're at work. Mm-mm. And you're a dude.
I do kind of like cray, though. I don't like cray-cray, but I do kind of like cray.
Mm-mm. I mean,
but I think the only time I ever use that word is if I'm writing about Halle Berry. Then
Halle?
Yeah. Did I say her name wrong?
I think you said Holly.
Whatever, that bitch cray. See? It still works.
Okay.
Well, you hate abbreviated words, but what about sup? You're guilty of saying sup.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of liking it.
But that's just funny. I'm not actually trying to talk like that.
I want to see more sup and raising the roof in 2018 because I get excited sometimes and I can't help it. And I start hand pumping, fist pumping in the air, but it's not fist. I'm raising the roof and I don't mean to. It's just my general excitement over stuff.
Yeah.
So why should I be ashamed of that?
I think I did it today.
Raise the roof, girl.
I didn't say raise the roof, but I rose my hands to raise that roof.
Yeah, I mean, I don't say it while I'm doing it, but I just all of a sudden I notice I'm doing it and then I get a little bit embarrassed and then I just slowly stop before anybody realizes. Something I'd like to see go away. Calories and arteries. I'm so over watching calories and I don't want to have to worry about arteries getting clogged up. Am I saying that word right? I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
You think you said it right the first time, but then you got lazy. Your mouth got athleisure wear on.
I'm so tired of being healthy, of being not healthy, of going flip-flopping back and forth. I want to be done with it. I want to stop. So yeah. let's eliminate calories in 2018. Then we don't have to have a problem.
I think you got a few more years left before you stop thinking about calories. I mean, that's your goal. I mean, I don't care what you do, but I think that was your personal goal to hit 40, 50, something like that before you're like, I don't care about calories anymore.
Older than that, I'm still going to be hot whenever I'm 40.
Oh.
I was thinking more like 60.
Yeah, go for it, girl.
And also, thank you for not pointing out that I have a while to go before I have to worry about my arteries, because my arteries are not clogged at all, but I just kind of thought alliteration, those two words kind of go together. Calories, arteries. Let's not worry about either one of them. Let's just eat whatever the hell we want.
Mm-hmm. You're about
still
to.
Still be hot.
Yeah.
And you won't be fitting in those yoga pants if you do have to worry about the calories.
I want to get rid of Real Housewives
anything.
Ooh, bye.
I've never watched an episode, but if I have to even hear about it anymore.
Them and the teenage pregnancy people.
I don't even, what are they called?
Teen like pregnancies.
Teen mom? That's, teen mom, yeah. That's it.
Something like that. I mean, yeah. I think there's a couple of them. I don't know. I don't watch them. I just don't want to hear about them. And why is it that every single time a congregation, a female, and anytime females get together, they end up talking about reality television? I swear that I'm just like, your nails? Do you not have something better to talk about? There's real stuff. Stop talking about your nails and magazines and Real Housewives.
I was talking about my nails today with Justin because I told him. Oh, I don't even know if I should say that. This is way too much. I told him whenever I was in middle school, I got my nails done for the first time, but I lit them on fire because I was trying to light a fart with my sister.
What?
My stepsister dared me to try to light a fart, and so I did, and I burnt off half my acrylic nail, and I didn't even light it on fire. Like, it didn't even matter. It was so underwhelming.
I've done it.
You've done it before?
I mean, not
successfully.
I was about to say something really bad. It wasn't me lighting me,
my gas.
It was, I wasn't lighting anyone's gas. My brother-in-law had gas. I don't know why. Anyways, it's really funny. We're going to light your gas. And I took a picture of it. I was involved by picture taking.
You didn't do the flamage yourself.
No, you
did not let somebody toot on your hand while you lit it.
But I still have the picture, and it's amazing. It's epic.
It took off?
Yes.
See, that's what I wanted. But instead, the only thing I took off was an acrylic nail. it was not impressive at all.
No, that's just sad.
But unless I'm talking about burning off my nails for fart purposes, then I usually don't talk about them. Also, I'm sorry that I admitted that. I think sports needs to stop. Just stop. And stop kneeling or not kneeling or whatever it is that you're doing that's disrespectful. Just stop it.
There's a solution. I went and saw my dad this weekend, and he told me that they're going to just stop showing it. So people won't know what people are doing. They're just going to take that out of the broadcast, which is genius.
Are you supposed to kneel or not kneel?
You're supposed to stand. I mean, I think most Americans would agree.
Okay, so you stand.
I think people are kneeling part of a prayer unless they're,
They're kneeling out of protest, but you're supposed to be standing. Okay, well, stop that. Stop being disrespectful. You get paid a lot of money. You're being disrespectful to people who have fought for this country. Just stop it. And while you're at it, just stop sports in general, because they're paying you a lot of money to do crap that I don't care about. I would rather reality TV instead of sports, and I don't watch reality TV. Sports is reality TV for men. It's annoying. I hate it. Your fantasy leagues, you got all this crap going on. It does not consume my life at all, but it just pisses me off, because it'll be Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, and my husband Jeremy will mention something about, oh, well, the Bears play today, and I'm like, what? It's football today? Because I'm so, like, disconnected from the sports world, and I worked at a sports station for a couple of years.
You forgot Saturday. College football is on Saturday.
I don't even care. I don't care.
I think it's too long. It's all the commercials that they have to throw in there so that everybody's a millionaire or whatever when they're signing their contracts and being all athletic or whatever. But the commercials is what makes it so long. If you just played the game nonstop, like soccer. Soccer, there is no timeouts. I don't know very much about sports, but I don't think there's any commercials during soccer. They just play the game. And then after that 90 minutes, I think it's 90 minutes, it's over. 90 minutes, boom. Not this 3.5-4 hour game.
Mm-hmm. The only good thing about going to sporting events is drinking, but then I get in trouble because I'm so bored. So then I drink too much, and then I've had to leave early before. And then I peed in the street in front of Jeremy's friends. But he covered me. The friend that I had just met from Chicago covered me.
You just met someone and they covered your peeage?
Yeah. We went
they came in from Chicago and they were so funny. It's the first time I got to meet the Chicago boys, and they came in cowboy hats and Chicago Blackhawks jerseys and cowboy boots. They were like dressed the part. And we rode the train to Dallas and went to the game, and I was bored, so I just drank the whole time. And then Jeremy looked at me and he's like, crap, Lacey's got like 40 minutes left on her legs. We got to go now. And so we catch the train back.
Didn't even finish the game.
No, and I just found this out a couple years ago. I thought we finished the game. I kept drinking on the train. Like, I still wasn't done. My eyes were getting glazed over, and I still wasn't done.
Did they come in town just for the game?
And for great company and to meet me, because I'm, you know, wonderful person that made a very good impression. So we go and we get my car from downtown, and there's all these places we can stop downtown. But instead, I'm just like, hey, Tom, cover me. I got to pee. I just peed.
I think that's illegal.
It's hearsay. I mean, can you really prove anything?
I heard you say it. If that's what you mean.
But then he told me that the next day, and he's like, it's all right, girl, I got your back. I'll cover you anytime you gotta pee. I was like, I'm so sorry. That was the first time I met them. He was the best man at my wedding.
Aww.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice. It needs to go.
Now you're just personally attacking me, Amy.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
What is people's problem with pumpkin spice? What has pumpkin spice ever done to you?
I like pumpkin pie. I'm as long as it's got a bunch of Cool Whip and it's got a really flaky crust, I'm down with it. But I don't think you need pumpkin spice everything.
No, you don't need pumpkin spice everything. But I... Oh, no. Oh, no, you just didn't.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. You're such a hypocrite, Amy.
What?
Pumpkin spice beer?
You got that for me.
You wanted some, and your husband wouldn't get you any, and I brought you a pumpkin spice beer. So don't you go hating on pumpkin spice whenever you enjoyed a lovely pumpkin spice beer beverage.
The pumpkin spice beer beverage tasted like a pumpkin pie.
It was delicious, right?
And I didn't go buy it. You brought it to me because you talked about it for 20 days.
I did not. I brought it because you said you wanted pumpkin spice beer,
because
and Josh
you've
been said
talking about it.
Josh said that he wouldn't buy you any.
Yeah, I told Josh I wanted one because I heard you talking about it for so long.
Pumpkin spice beer? Pumpkin spice creamer?
I've never tried that. My dad's wife, she got a candle. It was a pumpkin spice candle.
Pumpkin spice candle? That's another great thing.
Really good.
I have pumpkin spice air freshener. Which is really good. I just don't get people's hate for pumpkin spice.
I don't hate it. It just needs to die.
No, it does not. This conversation needs to die. It needs to die. I'm all about that pumpkin spice. I love it.
You know what else needs to die?
What?
American Horror Story.
Now you're just pissing me off on purpose.
You know what else needs to die?
What?
That author.
Chuck Palahniuk?
Yeah, that
Chuck
guy.
Chuck Palahniuk needs to die. You know what else needs to die? What? Your car battery. Good luck jumping it off this time. You know what else needs to die?
What?
A tire, but not all your tires, and not while you're in traffic, because I don't want anything bad to happen. I just want you to be inconvenienced.
This is definitely a personal attack.
You know what else needs to die? Eggs. So you can never feed your family again with your egg salad sandwiches.
It's not egg salad. This is just egg sandwich. There's no salad.
You know it does not need to die, and I hope it takes over your house. Lice.
Oh my God.
Are we still friends?
Sure.
Are we going to make it past this?
Yeah.
Do you take back everything you said about pumpkin spice?
Sure.
You can't just roll over that easily, Amy.
I'm just defeated. You just like poo-pooed on my parade.
You poo-pooed on my parade first and tried lighting it on fire because you're one of those kind of girls.
So are you.
Okay, you said you hate abbreviations for words, but what about AF? Because I love that one. Because I was about to say we classy AF. That one can stay.
Yes, I agree. That one's okay. I won't use it.
Okay, so
I am stuck on my Halloween costume. May not even do one, but I know that there's been so many different creative ones. Everybody's had some. I mean, I've listed like all my creative ones. You did your favorite that I've seen of yours was whenever Taylor Swift did the 1989 tour.
Yes.
And you did the cutout Polaroid.
I did.
And you were Taylor Swift 1989.
Yeah. I got the shirt Brie from work. So it fulfilled my cheap need for my costume. And it was clever and trendy at the time, I think.
It was. It was really cute. And I didn't see other people doing that either. I thought it was genius. I really thought it was a really good costume. I can't remember what I was that year.
Thanks.
Last year I was a llama.
Yeah.
It was really cute. It had no point to it, but it was really cute. But anyway, we are going to have our first ever Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips contest.
Woohoo!
It's going to be a Halloween costume contest. And we just want to see what you've dressed up as before.
Because we want to steal your ideas.
Maybe. Just send us your cutest costumes. I know Kendra Couch, she's done some really cute stuff with her little son. He's done the yellow raincoat and the red balloon from It.
Yes.
Georgie from
Adorable.
It.
Adorable. Not
his arms. He's done Chucky, which is really cute.
Totes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So just send us your photos. You have until Halloween. Send us your photos and we will pick our favorite three. And you know what the winners will get? A prize of our choice.
It's going to be so good.
So that could mean anything. It could mean $1 million. It could mean $1. It could mean no monetary value, none whatsoever. It is of our choosing.
Since we're so cheap, the chances are you're going to be really, really happy with it.
Do you remember what you suggested that we give away as the top prize?
Me?
Yeah.
Was it recently?
You said it yesterday.
No, I don't remember.
This is how bad Amy's memory is. You would have made 89% of the world happy if I would have agreed to this, but Amy thought that we should give away my Christmas sweater as the top prize.
I remember.
I cannot part with that. I'm sorry.
I remember.
So we will come up with something else, but send us your cute Halloween costumes and we will pick our favorites because we like passing judgment. You can send them to any of our social medias. We have Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook and on Instagram. Brand new. Thanks for all the love we've been getting there, too. And on Twitter, Loose Lips Hips. So send us that stuff, and we may send you an awesome prize.
Woohoo!
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G. And are we still besties?
Of course.
Okay. And my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And you can give us a nice rating while you're there. Maybe leave a sweet comment or two. Tell your friends about us. And be sure to keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening. Happy Halloween. Woohoo!